Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Are you looking at ESPN right now? Here's the headline, or here's what they're talking about. Do Warriors have a clear path to NBA title?
It's unbelievable. The disrespect. Amen just held Steph Curry to three, you freaking idiots.
And listen, the Rockets have a 53%. They right underneath it. The Warriors have a clear path to NBA title. Rockets have a 53% chance of winning the series.
Man.
Is this a clear path for them? What? What?
Are you guys letting this happen? You guys going to get riled up about ESPN's model?
No, we've already known that. This has been coming. I don't know why we get all mad.
What about the odds?
They don't care about the odds. Don't tell me the odds, John.
Get free money then, John. Go get that free money.
It's disrespectful a little bit, but here's the deal on that, and I've said it multiple times. Odds only are so that there's not too much money going one way so that books don't get inundated. Now, if the books like a side, that's one thing. They'll move the odds. But if the Golden State was, if it was an easy, it should be even money. It should be even money, right? Because it's 53-47%. Even money would make sense.
Yeah.
But if you made this series even money, the Golden State money that would come in Vegas would be. It's too much of a risk for Vegas to do that. So they make them. But that's ridiculous. 2-1 is ridiculous for Golden State. Nobody believes in this Rockets team, okay? And it's time that they showed that this team, and I'm going to tell you what, the way that they played 2 weeks ago, how hard they were playing against Oklahoma City, and the way that they were playing against Golden State, they get that back, and this is not even going to be a series. This is not even going to be a series. Because Golden State, even with Draymond, the cheater, even with him, they can't play the physical game that the Rockets play. They just can't. And if this is a physical series, if the refs let them play, the Rockets win this series. Now, the edict from on high might be, don't let the Rockets bully them. Don't let the Rockets get away with it. And if it's a ticky-tack series, the Rockets might not have a chance.
Well, might not have a chance?
Well,
if the league is going to stop,
listen, who does the league want in the next round?
Ime Udoka?
Oh, they want Steph versus
LeBron. The league's going to have to suck it because they're not getting it.
They want Steph versus LeBron.
I look at this as a clear path for the Rockets into the Western Conference Finals. Old-ass LeBron, old-ass Steph. Steph, he can't even get four on the Rockets.
Are you going to lean into the outlier of his three-point performance as the new norm?
It's the new norm.
Okay.
Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson wasn't missing 27 threes in a row, Dell. Well, Amen Thompson didn't pull his hamstring. Amen Thompson wasn't out at the strip club the night before. Amen gets rest, he eats vegetables, and he defends your punk ass. Mm. That's what Amen Thompson does.
Wow.
So take your punk ass on, and you're going
to
find out what's going
to
happen.
Are you talking to me or the Warriors?
Into the ether.
I mean, who's the punk
I'm
ass?
Into the ether.
Okay.
I don't really have
again,
a – I don't know.
PA?
I'm talking to people who
are doubting the Rockets.
Yeah, okay. Let me just tell you something.
All right.
Okay. Watch what happens.
I don't think he listens anymore.
I think he's out on you guys.
I think he stopped a while back.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
He stopped calling like, this is not a good show.
I
concur.
Father TJ loves us.
Father TJ just likes
sports.
We get out of sports too much for Father TJ.
Well, maybe his congregation was like, hey, you're calling that show. That's not good.
It could be he just said,
Who's on the line, Dell?
Well, we got a couple people, but first it's Dill.
Dilf?
Dill. D-I-L-L.
Yeah, hey, Dill.
What a Gil, Bill, whatever. I'm puzzled with the Kevin Durant loss. If you take a look at this, Kevin Durant smacks of a of a Daryl Morey move, you know, chasing the star power. Yeah. But we look at this front office and the coach. That's the Boston model. I don't remember them ever making a splashy trade for anybody when they were building that model with the team they got.
I will tell you, they were in on Kevin Durant. He just didn't want to go there. They did try to ship Jaylen Brown out for him.
With Ime there?
Well, no, but with Brad Stevens there.
Well, yeah. Well, this iteration maybe, but the Boston's the one that started with Kevin Garnett and Ray
Yeah,
Allen
but Ime's here. His point is that they're building model after that. And honestly, Bill makes a really good point because the way that they are built in the image of Ime – and the same way the Boston Celtics
Ime got there after they were built, to be clear.
Well, but they play in that level. That's all Ime knows is toughness.
Y'all are going to piss Chris off, okay? We're talking about Kevin Durant.
Chris, your heckler, okay.
Bill just made a good point. They're not built like – that is a Morey move. Hey, do you guys know of any 37-year-olds with a history of Achilles injury and injuries that we can – go out and grab so we can get older? Does anyone know? Can we get older? That's the Daryl move, is to get as old as possible and have as limited an upside as possible. Bill's right. Yeah. That's not how this team has been built so far.
No. But I don't know. We'll see. The addition of a scorer like Durant, we'll see. I don't know. That is down the road. So we've got a lot of time to talk about that. I think it would be a great move for him, especially if you don't have to give up anything. And you're not getting that much older if you give up Fred and you get Kevin Durant. It's not that much older.
The timeline, and Ime was there. It was before Ime's first year as the coach of the Celtics. They did try to trade Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and a first-round pick for Jaylen Brown while Ime was in the building.
For Jaylen Brown.
For Durant, sorry.
But okay. That was a different Durant. That was before Achilles.
Yeah, but to the point, I don't think Ime's against the star. In fact, I think because he was an assistant when Durant was with the Nets, I don't think he would have a problem with Durant coming here. It's just about how much you're giving up to get him. But if you told Ime you can bring in Kevin Durant, I don't think he's saying no.
The question is, what does he legitimately have left and for how long? Because if you're doing it for a 2-year rental.
Yeah.
You got to ask yourself, how does this change? Like, how do we change? You have to ask yourself. If you say we don't change, you're yes. softer defensively.
Well, you're softer defensively, yeah. but you're certainly a better scoring team.
Well, you have one better score for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's down the road. Let's talk about this Golden State series. I'm with Chris. I mean, we got to stop this. Okay. Me and Chris are we're on board.
You're in lockstep, you and Chris?
Me and Chris are in lockstep, okay?
Seemed like it when you were yelling at him.
Hey, Dill, who's next?
That was Gil or Bill. Let's go someone that's Noel/Jason. That's what it says up on the board.
All right, Noel, Jason. What's up?
Hey, this is actually Nola Jason, like New Orleans.
Oh, Nola.
Nola adjacent.
This is a question for... Yeah. My name's Jason. This is a question for Lance. I'm a fellow Tulane alumni. Why is Chris Canty wearing an awful for Arch shirt when he has 3 years of eligibility and he makes more in college than he would on a rookie contract next year? And history shows that Mannings go back to college that second year after they play their first.
I don't know, honestly. I do think most people believe that Arch is eligible to come out next year. Nobody believes he's coming out next year. Nobody in the NFL believes it. Because just like you said, the Mannings don't need the money. The Mannings are going to want him to be as good as possible. And the only way to get really good is to get a lot of reps in. And he hasn't had that many reps. In 2 years, he hasn't had a whole lot of reps. And so he needs next year will be his third year in the school. The year after that will be his fourth year at the school. He technically has more eligibility, but the belief is that he doesn't leave until the 27 draft. So that's the belief. But you are right. Now, I'll say this. Nobody knows what these guys are actually making in NIL. The agents can put out whatever they want. They can leak it to front office sports or whatever they want. No one actually knows the real numbers. The numbers are put out there, except people who are actually in that industry.
We'll know the real number. Our guy Dusty would know what real numbers are. He could probably find them out. But so I'm not 100% sure that he makes more in a rookie contract than the first pick of the draft. But he's not going to be like Arch Manning. We got to be careful now. Arch Manning at no point has shown that he's the most talented quarterback in the draft, and like in college football. He hasn't shown that yet.
He's the Heisman favorite.
I know. This is all. It's all because his name is Manning. If we talk about the name Sanders for Shador, no. We got to talk about the name Manning for Arch, because Arch does not play at this point like a first pick of the draft. He just doesn't.
And you know, all we've seen of him is limited in regular game. Mm-hmm. We saw him in the pre. He's a ways away.
Yeah,
but you know what?
He needs
to
play.
The best thing for him was probably to sit and watch, and now play a couple of years. And he's probably going to be really good. He's probably going to be really, really good, but it's going to take a couple of years for him to do it. And it's good that he's a Manning. It's good that he can wait. It's good that he gets the college experience. It's good that he loves Texas. I mean, this is how great quarterbacks are built. Go play in college. Get all your bumps. Learn, make your mistakes and play at that level. And then move up when you're ready, as opposed to rushing everything.
Yeah, I'm with you. And he needs reps. Like, he needs you reps. Get better by
Look
playing
at Trey
football.
Lance. Trey Lance is so athletic and has so much potential. Played so little football.
One
and
season.
Look at, you're going to go to the NFL, and then you're done. And then you're done.
Yeah, because you don't really get to learn on the move there. Like, you don't. The practices are different. The games, you're at a much higher level. You're at the highest level. It's so much better to get up for, like, Arch got some reps in against some lesser teams this year, and it's good. He needs to keep playing. Now, his NIL money, as with all quarterbacks, will be really good. It would be great if more of these quarterbacks said, man, I'm staying 4 years, because three of these, it's one thing if you're a starter for all 3 years, okay, you got a lot of experience. But if you don't start your first year, to get 3 years of starting experience is a tremendous benefit, benefit to these players.
All right, we got a break.
And NIL levels the field when it comes to going into the draft, because you can't make the argument. You know, Daryl Morey makes the argument, and I've heard him make it. I've been in a room where he's made it. You go
contract.
In as fast as possible to get to your second contract.
Yeah.
But he's mercenary type.
All right, we got a break. Rockets, Warriors. Oh, we haven't even touched on Hunter Brown. We've got to talk a little bit about Hunter Brown last night and what the Astros did. We will do that on the other side. But right now, I'm talking about. Oh well, the clock is ticking. You're less than a month away. It's the 16th now. You have until May 15th to protest your taxes. If you do it, okay. I've done it before and I've won.
They're in the middle of mine, John. They're in the middle of mine right now. I just got a text message saying, hey, we got your stuff filed right now. We're in the process of determining value, and our people, like, they're doing all. I just signed. It's so easy. I didn't have to file anything. They did
everything.
You're
going to make money on this deal.
I know.
You're going to make money on this deal because they win 86% of the time. And that to me is the most outrageous number. That is the most outrageous number. That Ownwell wins 86% of the time. That means 86% of the time the government is off. And how about all those people that don't do this? And you're 86% of the time you're letting the government get over on you? Are you kidding me? You have got to protest your taxes. You have to do this because you are going to pay more in the long run. It's going to kill you. When you talk about a 3-year deal, when you don't protest your taxes, how it compounds your taxes, it's incredible. So do this. Go to ownwell.com, and start the process. It takes 3 minutes to sign up, and then they do everything. And you don't pay them unless they win, okay? Save money on your – and you only pay a fraction of what they've won, okay? A fraction. And other companies that are doing this are charging a lot more percentage-wise than Ownwell is. Ownwell.com. The deadline to protest, May 15th. For most counties, okay? Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com. It is kind of weird that Hunter Brown isn't striking more people out. It's a little bit weird. in that he's throwing, he's averaging 97 on his fastball. But he just, he struck out. So he had a huge strikeout with runners in scoring position and to end the inning. And then he struck out the next three guys. But four strikeouts. Four strikeouts, two walks. The game before, three strikeouts, no walks. His first game against Minnesota, he had eight strikeouts. It was really cold. I don't know. But he's so dominant. He's got 17 straight scoreless innings.
Yeah, he has really been good. His, you know, his strikeout per nine is lower. His ERA is good. All the numbers are pretty good. He's just not striking out as many. I think he's not going, you know, I think he's trying to be, I don't see him hitting that out pitch, his strikeout out pitch right now. He doesn't feel like he has one that he's really, you know, this is my jam and I'm throwing it exactly the way I want. And yet the way he's pitching has been very difficult for people to hit other than game one. He's been on top of it. So, and you have to have that. Look, he and Fromber's got to level off and become more consistent. When Fromber's good, he's outstanding. Fromber has got to get to that because those two guys pretty much have to be, you know, they've got to be Garrett Cole and not necessarily this good, but, you know, they got to be the Cole and Verlander of this staff.
Well, Fromber, been for whatever reason, he's been leaving the ball up, and he's got to get that corrected. His slider is up in the zone, and it's just they've been crushing it. So, but when he's good, when Fromber's really good, he's really good. But Hunter Brown, I think the strikeouts are going to come. He's got 22 and five. He's 22 strikeouts and five walks
this
year.
That's good. Yeah, better than 4-1.
Yeah, it's better than 4-1. But he's dominant, and he's going six every outing. It's 6.0, 6.0, 6.0, 6.0. Another thing is
how
Brian King has come on. Brian King is, holy crap.
Brian King's
been
terrific.
King of, listen, the ideal right now, King in the seventh, Abreu in the eighth, Hader in the ninth.
But doesn't it feel like every time we try to push somebody into a new role higher, they fail? I mean, going all the way back to Dotel as the closer, going back to Ryan Presley is the closer. It got kind of dicey for him. It's like every time you push somebody into a new level, into level up, it seems like a majority of the time it gets to be too big for him. I don't know why that is. I have no idea why that is.
Well,
Brian
it's
King
certainly
has
not
really
for Brian King. King because he's been in high leverage situations and he hasn't given up a run. And he's got four holds already this season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Brian King, and listen, I'm going to take a look.
He's only 28 years old.
Yeah, I want to take a look at last year. Brian King actually was okay. I mean, he was actually pretty damn good most all the year. I mean, he posted a lot of zeros for you last year. I think he was a little underrated. I don't know this is a bigger step for him.
But this is a huge step. Strikeout per nine so far is 14. That's insane. And he's not throwing 99. He's in the low 90s, and he punches people out. His strikeout per nine last year was 10.94. So far, small sample size, it's 14.04. His strikeout-to-walk ratio is 6.5-1. Last year's 3.2-1.
Yeah.
But once again, you know, it is a very small ratio. But his batting average against was only 208 last year. This year, it's 103.
His whip last year was 114. Yeah. His ERA was 2.39. These are all really good numbers. He's just a guy that's coming up. He's a lefty, which the Astros have needed badly. They've needed a left-hander out of the bullpen. He's the dude. You just got to keep riding this until he, you know, proves otherwise. He is going to have – this is going to be – he's going to be around 50-some outings this year.
Mm.
He had 28 games last year.
He's going to
take a
low.
Big step up.
I think
we'll
he's going to be close
to
60,
in
don't
the
you?
Middle of the season and the end of the season. It wears him out. We'll see. But right now, you got to ride this guy as long as you can. You just got to ride it.
I think he's going to be more than 50. I think he's going to end up
he's
catching
be in
a lot
the 60s,
more than
maybe.
That. Yeah.
He's going to maybe be in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But he is
– soft contact. 12%, medium contact, hard contact only 18%. He's mostly had medium contact this year, looking at his Fangraph numbers. I think it's really fun to watch him because he's not, and he's been more fly ball than ground ball this year. Last year he was more ground ball. We'll see what happens as it begins to level out. His fastball percentage thrown is 62% of the time this year. You know what his average fastball is? 91.8.
Yeah. Well, first of all, lefties, you know, and secondly.
Yeah, but 91.8.
You don't have to have an overpower. It doesn't have to be overpowered.
It doesn't have to be overpowered. He's obviously getting some movement. It almost feels like it rises in the zone, but he doesn't even throw 92 miles an hour this year, and his strikeouts are 14 per nine innings. Like, that's crazy. His slider.
For whatever reason, lefties can get away with that.
His slider, he's threw in 32% of the time. I mean, it's the same. He didn't throw his curveball this year. At least they don't have it in Fangraphs. They just got him as a fastball slider pitcher, is a two-pitch pitcher with a very occasional sinker. They've got him as a two-pitch pitcher, and that's it, with just a few changeups. But his curveball, he threw 7.5% of the time last year. They don't have him throwing a curveball this year. They don't have one curveball for him.
Can you believe this is the rotation now is Fromber, Hunter, Blanco, Gusto, Wisniewski. Holy crap. Are you kidding me?
Gusto sounds like a clown in a Cirque du Soleil show.
Wow, that's not...
No, that's the name Gusto. Yeah, no, that's what sounds like one of the... Have you ever been to Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah.
You know the clown. They don't put the stuff on their face, but they're always Italian names or French names. That's what it sounds like. Gusto. Hopefully, he's out of there soon. That means one of the real pitchers is back.
Well,
bet it's not Luis Garcia.
Well, he pitched. He got himself a win. He's got a win and a loss. He didn't look great. He threw four innings last outing, and. In the start, and he got the loss. But let's hope, you know, this is the rotation. Apparently, Lance McCullers is coming back. That's what I heard. Apparently, he's coming back, and we'll see. Did you see the line drive that Cam Smith hit that almost killed Fetty? He caught it. It was, I mean, you want to talk about probably the hardest hit ball this season. Fetty knocks it in the air and catches it and doubles it him up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and oh, by the way, all due respect to your dad, Jake Myers is one of the best hitters on this team.
Come see me at the end of June.
Jake Myers had three hits. Myers drove in the first run of the game.
Let's just come see me at the end of June. We're not even in May yet.
We're not even in May.
I don't think you're going to like saying this.
If it wasn't for Jake Myers, we would have scored three runs this
year.
Old
takes exposed.
Okay? We would have scored three runs so far this year if it wasn't for Jake Myers.
You don't need to be saying things like Jake Myers is one of the best hitters on this team. It's not going to
age well. Well, he is so far this year.
Yeah, so far. Do you think he will be at the end of the year? He's got a low 700 OPS.
Just put some respect on him.
Great. You want to get that excited about him right now? That's great.
I'm excited about Jake Myers.
That's great. We need him to play like this. We need him to have a 700.
We have to.
Yeah, he's got a 700 OPS, and that's great. We need him to hit big like that.
That's our new number, 700 OPS. That's 1,000. That's 1,200 for most guys.
Yes.
700 for Jake.
Agree.
Okay.
Agree.
And secondly, but Jeremy Payne, you feel bad for him. I just saw a story. His expected batting average is like .317 right now. He is hitting the ball hard.
It's coming.
He's just hitting into a lot of bad luck.
It's coming.
A lot of bad luck. Let's go, Jeremy.
Wait.
And by the way,
did we say that about Christian Walker?
Christian Walker, too. Well, not as much anymore.
Okay. We stopped. We stopped with the exit velo stuff for him.
Christian Walker's chase rate is through the roof right now.
So it wasn't just coming, right? It was, he's hitting the ball too hard for this not to change, right?
It was the first week that he was hitting the ball really hard.
Please stop playing with Christian Walker's name, okay? That's the first thing you need to do.
Bring back Jose.
And Yordan going straight away center, 419. Thank you, good night. Let's go, Yordan.
I'm watching John hit home runs in the minor leagues and doing backflips. I missed that here. Bring back Singleton.
You are backflip.
I mean, I mean, they both can chase, but at least when Singleton connects, it leaves the yard.
It is. It's awesome. Hey, we got a break here, and I want to talk about golf. We're still talking sports because we're talking golf. The Insperity is coming your way. Saturday at the Insperity is awesome, okay? The greats of golf at the Insperity Invitational. It's been a ritual here. It's been Jack and Gary and Arnie, and I mean, you want to talk about it's just so, been so awesome, okay? And it continues. We've had some great winners here. Ben Crenshaw has won here. Oh, well, Ben, Jack, Annika Sorenstam with the greats of golf on Saturdays. Jack, Gary Player, Lee Trevino, Hale Irwin. I mean, Dave Stockton, Johnny Miller. Do you want to talk about big names? The Champions Tour is coming. It is going to be here the weekend of May 3rd, 4th, that weekend. Okay, 3 days, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We're looking for, and it's just so much fun. And, oh, by the way, they let you in for free. Come on out. Come on out to the Insperity. Go to InsperityInvitational.com and get your tickets. It's at the Woodlands Country Club, the tournament course where we've been for years and years and years, played the Shell Houston Open. And it is just a lot of fun. If you love golf, you got to get on out there and see the old guys play. I call them the old guys. I'm one of them. Come watch the old guys play. They can still hit it. They're still really, really good. The Insperity Invitational, InsperityInvitational.com. All right, welcome back. So, Dell, I texted Lance yesterday, and I said, hey, isn't today payday? Did you get your check? And he was like, yeah, I got my check. I was like, okay, well, I'm in my bank account. I talk about HRMP every day, and boom, look what they did. They screwed it up.
Yeah. What happened? Look,
I had a paycheck that was two times as high as usual. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let it ride.
No. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, Laura, HRMP screwed me. I don't have my check. Mm-hmm. She's like, what? You don't have a check? Okay, let me go check. So she comes back, and she says, yeah, do you happen to go into your 401k this month? And I said, yeah.
Oh, no.
And she said, well, that's where your check is. I said, what? She said, you are taking the max for the year every check now. And
what,
I said,
why are you doing that? Do you know what's happening to 401ks right now? You're getting ready to lose your whole damn check.
Well, so because, you know, it was tax time, my guy says, hey, John, you need to put the max into your 401k every year. And I said, okay. So what I did is I went in and I put the max in for the year on every one of my checks.
Oh, God.
So I was like, oh, maybe HRMP didn't screw up. Here's where HRMP screwed up. Let's go in and work on my own 401k.
So they allow you to have the freedom to do what you want, and it's right. Their problem.
That's on them. So have you ever made that mistake? Because it's an act of Congress to get your money back. I was like, hey, can they get that check out of that 401k? And Breon and Rachel worked miracles and got me my check. So I was wrong about HRMP.
No, you were right about them.
Screwed me.
It was you. It was a you problem this whole time. Dell, did you think HRMP screwed this up?
I just
did you think John did?
I didn't. Well, I always knew it was John. And
yeah, I did too.
And I went to go check my account and just to make sure, because he's talking about problems. Oh, look, the money that's supposed to be there is there, because yes, HRMP does not screw up.
No,
it was
ever.
It was
ever.
John error, not HRP error.
I'm watching Ashton Gentry highlights. Dude, when I tell you he's the best player
in
the draft.
How do we get here?
Because Ashton Gentry is an absolute killer.
Best player in the draft.
He's the best player in the draft. I mean, you're not going to draft him first because he's a running back. He's better than Travis. He's better than Abdul Carter. He's better than Cam Ward. He's better than Tyler Warren. I've got him as the highest rated player by a long shot in my grades. I've got him with the highest grade I've had since Saquon Barkley at running back. I mean, Ashton Gentry is an absolute killer. He will come into the league as a pro bowler and maybe all pro.
Okay,
right
so,
away.
So Dane Brugler, you know where he's got Ashton Gentry, you know?
Being drafted?
Yeah.
Is it still the, I don't know, Oakland? I mean, Raiders?
Jags, fifth.
Yeah. That's interesting. They've got Etienne, but Etienne's going to be up in a year.
Is Tank still there? Bigsby?
Bigsby, yeah. I don't know why he would do that. Bigsby's been, the Bigsby and Etienne combo is actually pretty good. I'm not sure why Dane would do that.
Yeah, and I'm not sure the Jets.
Because he's a generational running back is what you're saying?
Yeah, but if you do that, then why not give him to New England and let the quarterback take a lot of pressure?
How are
they,
you
they don't have good. I did Ted Johnson's show in New England, and we went through all this, and like the tackles aren't very good. They're almost forced. This is why you have to. You don't want to get to a spot where you have to take tackle. Now they're going to take Campbell or Kelvin Banks, and neither one of those guys is good enough to be drafted fourth in almost any draft.
Yeah. So, so how do you, and you do this all the time, okay, and you say it, okay, Ashton, and listen, evaluators, general managers are probably saying the same thing. Ashton Gentry is the best guy. So when it comes up to me, first overall, second overall, third overall, I can see it. I can't take a running back. Fourth overall, fifth, how do you get to sixth, seventh, eighth pick?
Not take
pick him. And go, I'm going to pass on the best guy in this draft.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, it depends on how you value it. Like, everyone's putting them with the Raiders at six. I've got them taking Jalen Walker because I tried to get into the mind of how they would operate. And the GM came from – he played at Michigan with Tom Brady. So my guess is Brady's going to have a lot of input in here. And I'm just – I tried to think, what would Brady – how would Brady see this? Would he see running back as a value since he played on a bunch of teams with – just guys running back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they brought in Corey Dillon, and he's had – but the success came when you had culture changers on defense. If you really want to know the Belichick, it was Tom Brady and then a bunch of culture changers on defense is how it all got started. Teddy Bruschi, Willie McGinnis, Mike Vrabel, all those guys. And so I started thinking, you know what? He's going to look at Jalen Walker, and he'll see a culture changer there. So I went Jalen Walker. Then Jets fans got so mad when I put – Ashton Gentry there in Mach 1, they were furious. Breece Hall is a damn saint. No, he's not. Breece Hall's coming up on he'll be a contract year after this year. He's never run for 1,000 yards. Stop. You can move Breece Hall on draft day, get a fourth rounder for him. Gentry's way better. Stop it. But if he doesn't go there, then you get to the Panthers at 8. They're probably not taking running back. Then you go 9, Saints. They're not going to take running back. Then you go 10. Are they going to take left tackle or running back, the Bears? So you can see Gentry falling, but I'm kind of – the more I think about it, like you're saying, John, I think everyone's going to see him the same way. There's no – honestly, three guys, there's no – everyone sees Gentry. It's pretty much everyone sees Abdul Carter, Gentry, and Travis Hunter's the three best players in this draft. And I Ryan Clark said something so stupid yesterday. I don't know – the logic here is so bad. He said, you would not take – my brother-in-law sent it to me. He said, you shouldn't take Travis Hunter unless you're going to play him both ways. And his rationale was, he's not the best wide receiver in this draft. And he's not – which is wrong, he is. And then he's not a number one cornerback. So unless you play him both ways, you don't get the value for him. Well, somebody – he goes, he's not as good as Jamar Chase. He's not as good as this guy. He's not as good as this guy. And he keeps naming players from other drafts. Like, dude – those guys aren't in this draft. Somebody's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, guys are getting drafted. I couldn't believe that Ryan missed the part that, yeah, you may not have him graded as high as some of those other guys, but you have to draft guys in different spots this year. And Travis Hunter is clearly one of the top three players.
Yeah,
clearly one of the top three players. And you don't have to play him both ways. Now, you will.
Wait, he said he's going to quit football if you don't play him
Why does he say stuff like this? You know what's going to happen is somebody's going to acquiesce. He's going to get hurt. He'll try to play hurt because he doesn't want to look bad that he decided to go both ways. And then he's going to be out for the rest of the year, you know, and he'll miss 7 games in year one. And we'll all be like, I know he shouldn't have played both ways. That's what's going to happen. And frankly, he's more likely to get hurt as a cornerback because he's got to run up and run, you know, tackle – running backs and whatnot.
I we got to go back. We got to go back. King Butter sent you a Ryan Clark soundbite?
Not him.
Hector Villegas.
Not King
Jr.
Butter.
Hector Villegas Jr. That guy's not
King
my brother-in-law.
Butter?
That guy's not my brother-in-law. What are you talking about?
He is.
No, they're divorced.
Ex-brother-in-law.
What are you talking about? My
but
sister's
you,
been divorced from that loser for 5 years. No, never do I.
What is Travis Hunter's playing with?
Never do I. What's that?
What's Travis Hunter's playing with?
What's his what?
What do you think Travis Hunter's playing weight is?
It's like 182. That's thin.
And he's a thin,
I was gonna say 89,
he's thin slim. Guy. You don't have concerns about that?
No, I 100% do. That's why I wouldn't play him both ways. I would never play him both ways. I would give him snaps. I give him like 10 reps a game at wide receiver, which is pretty good. I would play him at corner because I don't know that I've ever seen a cornerback with those ball skills. And it makes sense because he's a really – he's so as a wide receiver, he's not really – he's not polished at getting off a press. He's not polished.
So this is why I'm at – you said best receiver in the draft. Is it just because it's a bad receiver draft?
Yeah, okay. Part of it, yeah. But he's also got like 10-star ball skills. No one's even close to him. This guy has some of the best ball skills I've ever seen. You've seen all the highlight reel catches.
Sure.
He's got some of the best ball skills I've ever seen. You can teach somebody to be a better route runner. You can teach him to get off press because he has the ability. We look for the ability to do something. He's got the ability to shake and get off press. He just doesn't really have to. He's got the ability to run better routes. All that stuff's going to come. But when the ball's up in the air, he is a monster. And you put him at cornerback where he's got these instincts, where he recognizes routes because he runs routes. So he recognizes routes. Once the ball goes up, he's better than a lot of the wide receivers going after
the ball. Your boy, Pete Schrager, now he's on ESPN saying stupid stuff now.
Well, he may not be my boy anymore. That's the
Can
thing.
We hear
he
the stupid stuff
Jalen
when we come back?
Jalen Milroe would be drafted at the end of the first round.
Well, he's in the draft green room.
Schrager is connected. I'm just going to tell you that. When Schrager says stuff, I pay attention, especially when it's not something I have.
If Jalen Mil- – okay, not
I've got
as a
him in a second, but the dude is going to the draft, John.
But he's
not in the
as
room.
A quarterback. Not as a quarterback.
Yes, as a quarterback. Now, will he end his career at quarterback? I don't know.
People
are acting like they didn't
GM.
See – they're acting like they didn't see football this year. Jalen was terrible throwing the football.
Terrible. How in the world would you draft that guy in the first round? I can't – listen – if you picked him in the fourth round, I'd say, you overdrafted him. Overdrafted.
Mm-hmm.
He's terrible at throwing the football. I don't know if you heard, you have to throw the football as a quarterback in the NFL.
This is the crazy thing. The Jalen Hurts stuff, and I've talked to a couple of teams that really like him. Now, one of them believes they just want to get him in
Jalen
the building.
Jalen Hurts or Milroe?
I'm sorry, Milroe. They believe get him in the building and eventually he may become a running back.
Oh,
or
my
receiver.
God.
They believe they're just saying he's built like a Will linebacker. He runs like a wide receiver. He's got the running skill of a running back.
We saw this, but just we saw this in. 2 years ago with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, but Richardson was not this kind of athlete. Jalen is an insane athlete. But you're right. The football stuff looks like Richardson. Inaccurate, bad decision making. Like, you can't get there. Watching tape, you cannot get there with Jalen Milroe. Anything more on tape as a quarterback, he's fourth or fifth round. Now you add the traits, the explosiveness, the ability to run, maybe package plays, zone read, changing RPOs. Okay, you push him up. Now, what I think is happening is teams are saying, we are going to get him in the building, and if it doesn't work out at quarterback, we got an electric athlete who can make plays with the ball in his hands. We'll figure it out. I think what people are thinking.
We got a lot of talking going on, Dell, and not so much commercials. That's what I think.
Well, I tried to get you out, but you guys wouldn't stop.
Oh, yeah. No, that's him, okay? His Jalen Milroe.
Well, no, you brought that. He was done talking. You had an end to get out of the segment. You brought the Jalen Milroe stuff up.
I've got Billy Brown that I want to talk about right now.
Make the Brown go down.
I think Billy
Brown. We're not saying make the Brown go down anymore, Dell.
No more?
No.
What?
We're done with that?
That's Billy's
turds get the birds.
Phrase.
Turds,
when he was turds get the birds is what they're doing now.
Turds get the birds.
Turds get the birds.
Huh?
Wow. Turd get the bird. Turd. So Billy Brown, when he was a kid, he always liked to see the Brown go down. I mean, so I don't know how you're going to get that out of him. Okay, since he was a little kid, He always loved.
It's been ingrained in him.
He always loved plumbing.
I've never had these conversations with him. I go and
has he ever
John,
spoken about
John,
yeah. his childhood?
John has gone and played golf. He must have spoken about his childhood like that. Yeah,
he'd get up after dropping a deuce, and he'd just watch it go down. And he said, you know what? This is what I want to be in life. This is what I want to do. I want to see the, want to watch the Brown go down. Oh. And that was and here he is today.
Is that his story arc? Is that his what is it called?
His origin story?
Yeah. His origin story is a little kid pushing down Brown. Like, this is what I want to do.
Okay. Okay, they made Batman.
He's good at it. I'm telling you, he's really good at it.
Some kids want to be astronauts or police officers.
His story, and now we're telling Billy Brown's story.
It's like the bane of plumbers.
So his parents get Batman's parents getting shot in the alley. Is Billy watching Brown go down?
Yeah, Billy's watching the Brown don't go down while his parents are banging on the door. Get out of there, Billy! Get out of there!
What are you doing in there, Billy?
Most people, Billy. Most high school boys would have been doing something else, taking long showers. But I was in there practicing making the Brown go down.
I can just hear the narrator. Billy's voice. Man, I wasn't taking long showers like some high school boys.
I'm watching. I can't even do this commercial.
AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.